Welcome back, everyone. This is Tricia Childers, creator of Home on Purpose. And in this podcast episode, I'm going to explore with you how the holiday season can reveal the weaknesses that already exist in our home. I'm going to use a visual analogy to help me illustrate. So imagine that managing your household is like pulling a load on a wagon with a strong chain. All the work you do during the week is on that wagon. Every responsibility from laundry, straightening up, mopping, cooking dinner, answering email, all the way down to choosing your outfit in the morning. The chain is made up of the habits and routines that you use to pull that load. Some of those chain links are strong and some are weak. Now, when the load is light, it's difficult to tell which is which. But when that load gets heavy and the individual links start to feel that strain, the weakest ones will reveal themselves by stretching and bending. And you begin to worry that if too much is added to your load, something's going to snap and the whole thing will just fall apart. Now, for most of us, the time of year that we tend to have the most extra commitments and responsibilities is the holiday season, specifically November and December. As our calendar gets fuller and our workload gets heavier, we start to see and feel different parts of our home suffer under that strain. Now, just to be clear, I'm not suggesting that the holiday season is some kind of problem that needs to be solved. Rather, what I'm saying is that as the extra heavy load starts to expose the weakest links in our home management chains, we can use that insight to our advantage. I'll show you what I mean by using the kitchen as an example. So let's say during a regular week, your kitchen is okay. Maybe there are a few random items on the counter that get in the way. Maybe the dirty dishes fill up the sink a little more often than you'd like. And maybe you fall behind on meal planning and end up doing takeout once or twice a week, but it's not so bad. Your chain is strong enough to pull that regular everyday kitchen load. Then November rolls around and things start to pick up. You get an email from each of your children's teachers asking about bringing a treat for the autumn party. And your mother-in-law needs 2 side dishes this year for Thanksgiving. And your husband's office party needs a dessert. Plus, there's that fruit salad for the women's ministry Christmas brunch. And then the mashed potatoes for Christmas Day. Oh, and did I mention that you're hosting Christmas Eve at your house this year? And just when you think your load couldn't get any heavier, your kids come to you all excited to do this giant gingerbread house. And come on, how can you say no to that? But as the load gets heavier, your kitchen really starts to feel that strain. The first thing you notice is how hard it is to make your morning coffee because your countertops are getting more and more crowded. And you start going to the grocery store 4, 5, 6 times a week because you keep remembering important ingredients and running out of basics like butter. And you are generating more dirty dishes than ever before, so the sink is always backed up. Plus, you're cooking so many extra dishes that family dinner takes a backseat and takeout becomes more of a norm than you would like. But the biggest frustration is that gingerbread house. It's supposed to be this fun project, and you're hoping that it will make the same kinds of magical memories for your children that you had when you were a kid, but because of all the other stuff going on, it just feels like a burden. And then, of course, you start to feel guilty for thinking it's a burden, and the negativity grows even stronger. I mean, come on, you want to enjoy making the gingerbread house with your kids. You want to look forward to these holiday parties. You want Christmas and Thanksgiving to be festive and pleasant and enjoyable. But that's hard to do when you are constantly worried that if anything goes wrong or if anything else is added to your workload, something is going to snap and everything will fall apart. So what do we do? Well, most of us just muddle our way through and try our best to put on a smile and enjoy the holidays, even though we're feeling this extra strain. But deep down, we know that this whole season could have been so much more enjoyable if only that kitchen had been more functional to begin with. If during the regular times of year, the meal planning and grocery shopping routines had been very efficient, and the counters were always kept clear, and the kids were already trained to help with the dishes, then yeah, we could handle the extra holiday workload without feeling the strain and the stress. So like I said, I've just been using the kitchen as an example, but the truth is we can say the same for any aspect of home management. Let's look at house cleaning. Suppose it's already somewhat difficult to keep the house tidy. Maybe the family's in the habit of dumping stuff in random places and on random surfaces, and it takes a little too much nagging to get the kids to clean up after themselves. Maybe you can get away with it during regular everyday life, but not when the holidays hit. Because now, that console table is claimed by the nativity set. You can't dump stuff there anymore. And that side counter has the gingerbread house, and the office has become the gift wrapping station, and everybody is so busy and tired that nobody bothers to tidy up at all. That's when the weak link is exposed. Here's another example. Let's say your long-term storage has only been functioning marginally well. Well, then all the craziness of decorating for Halloween, putting that back, decorating for Thanksgiving, putting that stuff back, and then Christmas, oh my goodness, it's going to turn your garage or your basement into an absolute disaster. Let's keep going. If your clothing hasn't been very cooperative lately, then you're going to start feeling really frustrated every time you have to put together another outfit for another one of those holiday parties. And don't even get me started on the toys. I mean, how many of you moms out there live in fear of that tidal wave of Christmas gifts aimed right at your kids' rooms and the play areas? Once again, the holidays aren't the problem, but they serve to expose the areas of your home that were already a little weak to begin with. You might be thinking, great, Trish, thanks for showing us all of the problems, but what's the answer? What do we do about it? Well, that actually depends on when you are listening to this podcast. Because, hey, if you're listening in December and you're already in the middle of the craziness of the holiday season and you're already feeling the strain and you're already worried that your chain is going to break at any moment, that's not really the time to take on an extra home project, am I right? Instead, here's what I would suggest. Three things. Number one, give yourself permission to do things the easy way. It's okay to buy a prefabricated gingerbread house instead of making the dough from scratch. It's okay to wear the same outfit to every single holiday event. Most people won't even notice. And you don't have to say yes to every single invitation. So that's number one. Number two, pay attention to the signals that your home is sending you. When you start to feel a significant strain in one particular area of your home, don't feel bad about it. Just recognize it as a signal. You can even say it out loud. This is a link in my home management chain that needs to be strengthened. And finally, I want you to resolve within yourself to strengthen that link. This is exactly what the Home on Purpose program is designed to do. So with this podcast, I've included two links, one for the instructional guides that we have and one for our video lesson series. So click the links, browse around, watch a few of the free introduction videos so that you know what to expect, choose the resource that would be most helpful for your household, and go ahead and grab it now. Then, while you're wrapping presents or running errands, you can listen to the audiobook or binge watch the videos. That way, when Christmas is over and you get past the new year, you can hit the ground running. So that's what I recommend if you're listening to this podcast in the middle of the holiday craziness. But what if it's some other time of year? Well, since you're not carrying that extra heavy load, you might not feel the strain, and so you might not be able to tell which are the weakest links in your particular home management chain. So what I want you to do in that case is take a moment to reflect on how last year felt. Think about how it felt to go through the last Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, and just ask yourself, which room of the home was the hardest to function in? Which tasks felt the hardest to complete? Which routines felt the most difficult to keep up with? And which category of stuff felt the hardest to keep under control? If you can use those memories from last year to identify one of your weak links, then you can get about the business of strengthening that weak link today. That way, when this upcoming November and December craziness kicks into high gear, your chain will already be strong enough to pull that load, and you will be free to enjoy the holidays. And then when your kids ask you to do that big giant gingerbread house, you can say yes with a sincere smile on your face. When you get invited to another party, you won't have to worry about what you're going to wear. And when your small group leader asks if they can host the Operation Christmas Child shoebox party at your house, you might actually be able to say, yeah, I think we can make that work. Wouldn't that be just wonderful? I mean, that's what Home on Purpose is all about. My mission with this program is to show you how to make your home as easy to manage as possible so that your whole family can be free to relax and enjoy life. So click those links, browse around, and choose your next project. Let me help you make your home management chain so strong that you can look forward to the next holiday season with confidence, knowing that your household can handle that extra load no problem. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, thank you for joining me here at the Home on Purpose podcast.